Blog Talk Radio.
You're about to listen to the Roman Show.
The most informative show in mixed martial arts and pro wrestling on the net. Award-winning journalist Rodolfo Roman tackles and gets down to the nitty-gritty of the sport with exclusive interviews. Sit back, relax, stay up to date. Let the Roman Show inform you. Call in live to participate. 714-868-0222. Let the Roman Show begin.
Rodolfo Roman of the Roman Show continuing this WrestleMania weekend coverage. We are live right now at NWA Ring Warriors aside the choking con artist Stephen Cage beside me. And what?
If this guy could get the hell out of my way,
are you going to move me?
Come on.
Move me.
And we are joined right now prior to getting this event going by the bastards.
I don't know. What are we going to talk to? This thing?
Yeah, man. This is 2012.
Well, what kind of show is this, bro?
Technology is so bitching.
I don't even know what this is. Is this a cell phone, a microphone,
it's a cell phone at the same time?
It's got a battery. The government controls it. The government's
why
on it.
Next to these guys? They're listening to
the government is always listening, guys. Throwing that out there.
Pop right now. Man.
Throwing it out.
You guys are back again at NWA Ring Wars.
Yeah.
Back with the great festivities out here at WrestleMania weekend. Tell me about tonight's fight that you got tonight.
Actually, it's me and Christina Von Erie. With the devil managing us, telling us what to do, when to do it, and making it happen against Chasen Rance, what an idiot, and Santana. The only reason why Chasen got on the show is because of Santana, and they're going to get their asses beat.
They are the self-proclaimed hottest couple in wrestling, and I guarantee things are going to get real ugly as the bastards turn yet another work into a shoot right here at NWA Ring Warriors.
And how can you say you're a good-looking couple when you're the same size as your girl?
Wow.
I've got a tough stick, a little feller.
Weird.
That's kind of
like,
tough.
It's like he's going away from the show with another Chasen Rance, but with titties.
That's the worst thing when they picked on you, Cage.
Excuse me.
No, them are
some man titties, and they're gross.
Jesus. First off, I don't need you supporting these guys, okay?
Why? I support them all the way. They're picking you all the time.
First, first off, you got a guy with red hair and another guy that calls himself...
What's wrong with red hair? You have a bunch of gray hair.
You're old.
This guy's lost. Yes, but you're back out of here at the National Guard Armory.
Yes.
Tell me about the... We expect a large crowd tonight.
Man, tonight is huge because right next door is Miami with WrestleMania in town. And we've already been out and about in Miami yesterday and this morning. We went and worked out with a few people. I'm telling you what, you know, if it's a good time to be a Jesse Neal fan, it's right now. Trust me on that one. I can't really say anything. Nothing's in the works, but something could be in the works.
Big
so
things.
Definitely a good time to be wearing your No Mercy shirt.
Well, can we at least tell us who you've been working out with? You got to give me one of those No Mercy shirts. They're pretty wrong.
I work out with myself because nobody can hang with this stuff. Nobody can hang with my stuff.
I hung with you
this morning. Oh, that's right, yeah.
The devil himself did hang out with me a little bit. Actually, he stayed the whole time, which is very surprising.
Now, last time you were here, we saw a little video clip that they had on YouTube of you and Christina having a little animosity towards you.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, it just makes the sex better. That's why we argue.
Rough sex is good.
Rough sex is amazing.
Angry sex.
Especially
what do you know about angry sex?
Yeah, you got so much gray hair on your freaking chin. It's disgusting.
What is up with
you? Did you get into some bad sex or something?
You
got a little infection there.
Actually, what they used to tell me was that when you argue with each other, might as well argue with each other naked. That's what they used to tell me.
Yeah, I remember when I had my first beer.
I think that's his way of hitting on me.
Yeah.
I'm moving over him because he's always wanting to fight with me and stuff like that. Now he wants to argue naked. No, you're not going to look at the devil's schlong. I'm sorry. Devil's schlong, it's off limits.
There's nothing there.
Ban this man from the locker room. He wants to take pictures.
Devil, this ain't a locker room.
Well, I'm saying back there.
Exactly. Yeah. Now I know you boys got to get back to the action over there, and we don't want to take
time. Yeah, we want to fuck somebody up.
There you go.
We don't need to
I'm going to let you boys get to action. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Alrighty.
Appreciate that.
I know you're going to perform a great performance here. Andrew Ring Ward.
How about you? How about let a cat lick your face and get that nasty shit off your face?
Well, it's coming out. We have a bet going on.
A bet?
Oh, yeah.
What do we got going on?
If Cena wins, I have to wear some cheesy shirt.
All right, I'm out of here on that one.
Wait, I'm cutting it there. All right, everybody. Thanks again to Jesse Dio, the Bastards, and the Devil himself. We're live at NWA Ring Wars. I want to let everyone know exactly the location, as it's 800 State Road 24. Well, let's get the correct address in here, because allegedly, in fact, when we were getting down here, it's a bit confusing. You want to make sure you get the right direction when you get here. But I will tell you this much. The after party of NWA Ring Wars is going to be at Slacker's Bar and Grill. And that's not too far from here. The fact is at 995 West State Road 84 in Fort Lauderdale. So it's not that far from here, 995 West State Road 84. And right here is actually 400 Southwest 24th Street. I remember because that's what I dialed on the GPS.
First off, I'm still pretty pissed of how rude Derek was getting in the middle. You know, he wasn't letting me be shown on the camera. Again, I have to say, if it wasn't for me, this wouldn't be happening.
Yeah, whatever. Randall, let's get to a real co-host.
What?
Randall, you and I, we had a great experience yesterday.
Hashtag better co-host.
Yeah, please.
Hardly.
You saw the YouTube videos. You saw us interviewing the great studs. You would have choked if you wouldn't have interviewed any of these guys. You know, you better shape up. We're on TMZ. We hit big time.
And TMZ is what again?
He's been living under the rock. Let's talk some serious business, Randall.
I think
yesterday.
He's choking so much, his brain started choking on just train of thought alone.
Don't even get me started with you.
Sad thing, he doesn't do like any marijuana or any drugs.
Oh, no. Mr. Randall's throwing up on his face.
Anyway, want to give you a little quick glimpse of what to expect here tonight at the Fort Lauderdale National Guard Armory. And again, the address is 400 Southwest 24th Street here in Fort Lauderdale. We have the NWA World Heavyweight Champion Scrap Iron Adam Pearce versus Jim Cornette's mystery opponent from ROH. We can expect a great match on this stage.
Oh yeah, Adam Pearce, I followed him ever since he was the team captain of Team ROH. I can not expect any better. But what crosses my mind is wondering who is going to be the mystery man in Jim Cornette's corner.
Very good question, but right now I have not a mystery man, but a person who's very well known and does not like you. And that is so great. Oh my God, a Snake Master just chopped the hell out of Cage. I love that, Randall. I love the activity.
That awesome chop.
Snake Master, what is the animosity you have towards Cage over here?
What's the animosity?
Yeah.
He's not a real man.
It's about time someone confronted
him.
He
talks behind a keyboard, behind a mic, but then when you get there to a building, he'll try to shake your hand like he's done nothing wrong.
And he's a chameleon. He changes all the time. He's always posting on Facebook today. I feel like this and that.
He posts. I have a few pictures of him that I'll send you one day, and you'll be really surprised to see them.
Kind of like those Oscar De La Hoya pictures when you wore like panties and drawers type of thing.
Pretty much,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Pink. I'll give you an idea. Pink and purple are the two colors that are in the pictures.
Well, he was a Barney fan when he grew up.
He was a Barney
fan. Yeah, he loved Barney and Friends.
I bet he did.
Jeff, tell us about tonight. You'll be managing a couple of the guys here tonight.
Tonight I'm managing Gangrel and Kevin Sullivan. Old school AOD against Cassidy Riley and Steve Madison. I don't know why they think they even have a chance against the AOD, but there's no chance. We have this taken care of tonight.
Big legends here, Gangrel, Taskmaster in the house. Coming back to this. Another chop of the... Get this punk out of here. That's good.
What
thing.
Are you
That's
doing
awesome.
Over here? You Jeez. Told me if I come over, he won't be here. And why is he here?
He's like that a little pest that you just can't. He's like a little mosquito that gets inside your car. You try
yes,
hitting
he
it, and he just never leaves, even though you open the window.
And then tomorrow night, Beast is going to get a lesson. He hasn't been listening. He hasn't been doing what he's supposed to be doing. I'm bringing Gangrel over there to take care of Beast, to show him respect. The way we did it old school, and hopefully Beast will learn his lesson. And
well, I did see Beast roam around here. He's not in action tonight.
Beast is here. I might let him out. I might not let him out. I'm not sure yet. It depends how he acts. Right now he's back there. He just had two full pizzas, so he should be in the gym. It's pretty bad that I'm in better shape than he is, and actually a lot of people right now as a manager, but he needs to learn. He really needs to learn. He needs to get in the gym. He needs to work out. He needs to put on muscle. He needs to get in the ring, and he needs to start winning matches. He needs to be vicious like he used to be, like all my AOD members are. Right now, Beast is really losing it fast.
and tell us about bringing like a Taskmaster that's a well-known wrestler here in Florida. Yeah, keep choking him. Keep choking him. And you know, he likes his dominatrix thing. I don't know. I think he's a little creepy. But tell us about the Taskmaster. That's a long history here in Florida as a wrestler.
Kevin Sullivan was an original AOD member, 1984, Florida Championship Wrestling. I contacted him again in the last couple years, wanted to bring him back, and he's back, and he's going to be back for a lot of shows, a lot of different things. He's going to be there with me tomorrow night. He's going to be at Wrestle Reunion this weekend, and I will say we've been training the last couple mornings, 10 o'clock in the morning. We're at the gym. Sean Allen, AOD Sean Allen, trains with us. No sign of Beast, of course. Again, he should have been in the gym with us every morning training. But what can I say? I mean, he'll learn his lesson.
Talking about the Taskmaster, he's been around for a while, but the guy is still in shape. He can still put up some good matches.
He can still have a good match, and he'll still kick anybody's ass around here, at his, even as long as he's been around. So don't take him lightly.
Please, take Matt, I'm going to let you go. I need you to get to prepare and get your boys together. Good luck tonight, and we look
thanks.
Forward to seeing you in action out there in the Ring Wars.
No problem, thanks, Ben.
Hey, kick this guy in the stomach, would you? This guy.
No.
Hey. You want to hear a chop?
No.
You want to hear a chop?
Oh, my Lord, that's echoed through this entire room. And actually, the speakers are blown out of proportion, and the things are still going on. Wow. Let me get a quote from this bum. Are you all right, man?
And you do nothing?
Of course I'm going to do nothing. Randall, isn't this just great, getting this guy on the floor?
This is great. I'm loving this, like, beyond unimaginable. And you guys are all going to be able to witness this on film, because I caught Snake Master doing what he does best, two cage.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So we have several matches again. We also have Badass Billy Gunn versus the Legend Killer Vardo Walker. He's going to be in action. We actually saw him here last time the NWA Ring Warriors was in the National Guard Armory. Also, as I mentioned, the NWA World Tag Team Champion, the Dark City Fight Club versus the Red Devil Fight Team with Brett Adams and Ivan Koloff versus the Headbangers. Also, originally it was supposed to be a cage match, but that has not changed. The NWA National Heavyweight Champion, Chance Profit versus the Tokyo Monster Dragon. And these guys don't like each other. So you can just expect a lot of blood.
I think that was an understatement.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of blood spilling all over this venue. The Prince of Darkness, Kevin Sullivan, and the Vampire Warrior, Gangrel, both WWE veterans, and, the Taskmaster being in WCW, with Snake Master, of the team we just had, and the Beast versus the VIP, Cassidy Riley, and Steve the Moose Madison. They're going to be scoring off.
That's a good one.
Robbie E., a very TNA veteran.
Yeah,
and
former television.
TNA and Impact World Television.
Yeah.
Bob E. versus Stevie Richards.
Wow.
An ECW, WCW, WWE veteran. He's been all over the place.
Definitely.
We actually had him on the show earlier this week. Why are you ruining the darn shit? We're trying to read the card.
Why is he bad?
Yeah. We're reading the card right now.
Fine. And we got Snake Master back here.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring a snake. Santana
Garrett and Jason Rance versus Jesse Neal and Christina Vaneri, which we just had.
Yeah.
And, of course, with special guest referee, Sammy Sonny Fitch. Randall, when we were growing up, she was...
Okay, look, I heard your comments on 790 a ticket. You said it. She can get it.
She can still get it. That's all that matters at the end of the day. Francisco Tiasto with Sir Pete Cannon versus Wes Bristol also will be in action here on NWA Ring Warriors, and a lot of stuff happening out there. In fact, you got here some concession stuff when you come out here, some music, and all sorts of stuff. Our
yeah,
DVD
DVD's
action.
On sale, yeah.
You're going to get the DVD there, $20, these for $30 for a good price. We actually have one of the Headbangers right in front of us right now. Santana G actually just walked into the arena along with Jason Rance, who will be facing off against Jesse Neal and none other than Christina on here in the program. And Jason Rance came with a dog.
Ooh, that's going to be interesting.
Tough words from Jesse Neal, so you better bring it.
Yeah.
Cage, are you recuperating?
I'm so going to place a lawsuit on Snake Master that he's not going to be able to afford it. Who is that gold thief? Who is he?
400, by the way, 400 Southwest 24th Street is the address here in Fort Lauderdale. You can make your way through. You can get some tickets at the door from what I understand. This place is going to be packed. It's WrestleMania weekend. The Roman Show is all over town. Fort Lauderdale, Miami Beach, North Miami. Heck, tomorrow, Friday, we're going to be at the golf tournament. We're going to be at the Ring of Honor show in Fort Lauderdale, the War Memorial Auditorium, Dragon's Gate on Saturday. We're everywhere, man. Robbie E just walked into the show right now, getting ready for the action. And, again, the after party will be at 995 West State Road, 84th. That's in Fort Lauderdale. Here across the street at Slacker's Bar and Grill Coupons. Hey, you said you have Goldstein here. What do you have to say with Goldstein?
Goldstein is my attorney. He will take care of Snake Master once and for all. Oh, my chest.
NWARingWarriors.com is a place you can find full information on the card and future events. And follow us on Twitter at RomanDH or check the website, RodolphRoman.com, for the archive. What?
And let me tell you something, you fat slob. Before you continue laughing, this is no laughing matter. I'll sue you, too.
I only laugh because this is such a joke. That's okay. You're trying to show something of a manhood.
Why don't you do your job, try to get a wrestler here and just be quiet instead of walking around and laughing, getting chopped in the face?
The whole point, Mr. Randall, is that I'm even pissed to a point that my own producer now put you on my panel, on my show. I don't know who gave permission of this, but I didn't. Who signed that? I want to know.
We had a little rumor yesterday that Cage got turned off by a wrestler.
Oh, yeah. He got told he needed to turn around and get a stick of gum. I mean...
Cage! Let's get Cage! Cage! There was a little message on Twitter that you got turned away by a certain wrestler yesterday. Can you explain to us, please, what happened last night while you were covering Lillian Garcia?
I don't want to comment on that.
Why?
I just don't.
You have to. It's a show. We're asking you a question. It's only your right as a person on the Roman Show to describe what the heck happened.
Let it out. During the Lillian Garcia interview?
Yes. What happened? There was a certain individual who apparently put his hand on your mouth. And what happened?
Well, Mr. Pat Patterson was just telling me.
It's a true story, by the way.
I was only asking him, how can we get in contact with the offices to get some WWE wrestlers on this show? Well, before I was able to finish the question, he puts his hand on my face, makes me continue, answers the question, but here's the catch. He tells me right after the interview, go get some gum.
Man, did he get turned away? He got told to go get some gum.
Well, yeah, and that he almost accidentally mentioned the other situation, which was the Lillian Garcia thing. He has to restart the interview.
Choked. Hashtag choked.
I don't even want to get to details.
We're gonna have to put together a blooper reel.
Yes.
Just to show the people, you know, all these incidents, because they have to see it for themselves, because, I mean, everybody hears it every show,
I think
obviously.
He has to describe cause what happened with Lillian Garcia. Come here, Cage. What happened yesterday with Lillian Garcia, your first round in the interview?
Are we going to be talking about NWA, or are we going to talk about my...
We don't have any wrestlers at the moment, so we got to kill time.
Well, long story short, in the beginning of the interview, I was introducing myself when all of a sudden, I choked. And Lillian just says, No, we can't continue the interview that way. We can't start the interview that way. Let's start over.
So she conducted your interview?
Yes, she conducted my interview.
Man. Cage! Have you not learned anything, man? Well, we got an audio engineer here right now who stepped up to the plate. What are your thoughts? Because you were given the choking chant. I think that's all he had to say. I said, choke artist. It's okay, Cage. We still love you, man. Now, the room is getting packed by wrestlers here by the second, as we had just read the entire card. Which match specifically are you looking forward to watching tonight? Is it the main event?
It's definitely the main event, but actually, to be quite honest with you, not only am I waiting to see who they're going to say who's the mystery man behind Jim Cornette. I'm also dying to find out how that four corners Russian chain match is going to be. That match, I don't think even the guardrail is going to be able to hold these guys back.
Man, I don't know about you, Rand. I don't know about you, Cage. But I can just assure you, there will be blood tonight. And especially when you have a guy like the Taskmaster, telling his son out of the Prince of Darkness, Kevin Sullivan, you know there's going to be a lot of blood.
I just feel bad for Cassidy Riley and his tag team partner. I don't remember off the top of my head who's his tag team partner. I'm sorry. I apologize. But I just feel bad for both of them because you've got a guy who's thirsty to make his opponent bleed, and then you got another guy in Gangrel who's just thirsty for blood, period, that he likes to sip on blood. So either way, the way you see it, both of them works. We got Kevin Sullivan, the Prince of Darkness, walking around. On top of that, I have to say, and is it me, or are they playing Freebird USA?
Yeah, they sure are.
Wow.
Can we try to get the Taskmaster Prince of Darkness game? Possibly, maybe, perhaps, if you could ask.
Maybe.
All right, let's see if we could get him. But, he just took off right now. But if we can, that'd be great, Cage. Just try to ask. Yeah, we'll do both. We can both get him on radio and. Yeah, please don't choke. Please don't choke. And a big special thank you to Howard Brody for allowing us to come out here and set up our little booth, the little flyers. We're good about this thing.
Hey, and everybody's gonna see it. We're gonna have the video showing you the venue, showing you the location, showing you our magnificent spot given to us here, and definitely awesome work that they're giving us here, and can't wait for the show, man. It's going to be exciting. I really can't wait for that Justin Hill match.
I can't either. And over there, far away, Randall, I am seeing Jim Cornette,
yes.
A very well-known person in the world of pro wrestling.
Definitely. I mean, we're seeing great faces around here. We're seeing great known names around here. So it's definitely continuing to get bigger and better every single second. We keep on seeing people walking in. It's awesome. Definitely incredible.
Well, of course, the biggest attraction here for this weekend is the World Wrestling Entertainment. Here is WrestleMania, Van Access, the Hall of Fame, Monday Night Raw. We get some of the press conference and all these great events they got. But aside from the big dog, there are the other guys, which is an NWA Ring Warrior, who is bringing a different feel to professional wrestling.
Yeah.
More of an old school type of pro wrestling we don't see on television or on pay-per-view. So this is taking it back to those who love wrestling, like yourself and me, who grew up watching wrestling in the 80s. And now we're able to see this stuff. We're able to see this stuff live and in color. How are you, Chuck? We're able to see all this stuff here. Stuff that I remember seeing in WCW and TBS, and now we're seeing here live in color. It's not all about the entertainment this time. Take it back and look into the wrestling.
Yeah, this time it's more wrestling. You got a little hardcore stuff going on because we know we're going to see blood. You know you're going to see it happen. So, I mean, we get a little bit of that. It's awesome. It's awesome to be able to witness this, to be able to get something that you don't get to see on a weekly basis on WWE TV or anything like that. You get to see something more personal, more live, and more local.
Yeah, and we're going to see some local faces like Joaquin Chase and Rand, who is originally from up north of Florida in Orlando. But we're going to see him in action with Sanity, another individual who was in TNA, one of the Knockouts. And again, to reiterate the fact that we're seeing these guys, some of these guys we grew up watching, and Cage right now is approaching Jim Cornette. If we get Cornette, I know we're going to have to film this stuff. Because Jim Cornette, let's see if we rock and roll with this Jim Cornette. Okay, let's go ahead and do this. Hopefully, let's see if we can get Cornette right now. And if we do, we're going to record this stuff with Jim Cornette, a very well-known person here, representing Ring of Honor and supporting NWA Ring Warriors here in Fort Lauderdale. Again, head out over here, guys, 400 Southwest 24th Street in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You can catch Ring Warriors at facebook.com/ringwarriors. Or check out their website, nwaringwarriors.com. Thank you, Yitel. And you can also head on over to the after party at Slackers Bar and Grill. The address there is not too far from here, 995 West State Road 84, St. Fort Lauderdale. As we are waiting here for none other than Jim Cornette of Ring of Honor. And right now, currently, Jim Cornette is the...
Currently, he's right now busy talking to some other people right now, but we're trying our best to get him.
He is a big person right now at Ring of Honor, exactly the title.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of the head guys right here. And he's managing all these great wrestlers all the time.
As a matter of fact, he banned, at one time, one of my favorite wrestlers of all time, Kevin Steen from ROH. But now Kevin Steen is back and is giving him hell. But on top of that, now he's here to bring in a challenge for NWA. He's been all over the place. I have to say that. Yeah.
So we're waiting right now. Kate is working to get us Jim Cornette. Big major name here in pro wrestling. Worked with big, especially with the World Wrestling Federation back then, as it was known in the World Wrestling Entertainment as it is now. And now he has ROH Ring of Honor, which has two shows on Friday at 8 p.m. tomorrow in Fort Lauderdale at the War Memorial Auditorium. And at the same location Saturday, at 1 p.m. But guys, that is this weekend. We have NWA Ring Warriors here tonight in just about an hour and a half or an hour. We're going to have NWA Ring Warriors coming live from the National Guard Armory here in Fort Lauderdale, the floor to the address is 400 Southwest 24th Street. And again, I want to reiterate on some of the cards tonight that we have. Now, just a few seconds, about 30 minutes ago, prior to the beginning of the show, we had Jason, Chance Profit came up to us. He's going to fight today. The Tokyo Monster Kahagan. That's Stevie Richards over there, who we had interviewed not too long ago. And shortly enough, we're going to get a word with Stevie Richards, who's a very fitness guru. We spoke to him earlier today, and hopefully we'll get a quick here from either one of them. Stevie Richards saluting everyone here in the program. Going to wrestle, and now we got the Taskmaster as well. We got the whole crew here coming out. Hello, how are you, Mr. Kevin Sullivan? Thank you so very much for joining us here on the Roman Show. A pleasure to have you. It's an honor. You're a legend down here in Florida.
It's an honor for me to be here, and just to be here is amazing for me to be here. They're going to have a big show of a big fan of the Roman Show, and they're going to have a great card tonight.
Tell us about your match tonight with your manager, the Snake Master Buddha Dean.
The Snake Master Buddha Dean is my manager, and Gangrel is my partner, so he'll do most of the work, because he'll make short work of those guys who are wrestling, I'm sure.
Tell me about wrestling in Florida. What is it about it compared to all the states and all the things that you have wrestled?
It's Nirvana. It is where wrestling started. It's where real wrestling was, and it was the best ran organization when there was a territory.
Nothing like a deep south wrestling.
No, deep south was good, but this was the best.
Taskmaster, I know you're busy, but if you could give me a quick shout out, just look at the camera, there is a Prince of Darkness out.
This is the Prince of Darkness, Kevin Sullivan, and if you don't listen to the Roman Show, I'm going to come down to your house and kick down your door and turn it on.
Thank you, Taskmaster. Thank you so very much. Good luck on your match tonight. What an honor there, as we have interviewed the Prince of Darkness and the Taskmaster, Kevin Sullivan, here on the Roman Show live and in color, as in about an hour and some change. NWA Ring Warriors will kick off from Fort Lauderdale National Guard Armory, 400 Southwest 24th Street. And Stevie Richards is right next to us. Maybe we'll get a quick fight there from Stevie Richards, as he's going to come in here right now and talk to us quickly about. Hey, Stevie, thanks so much. We had you on Tuesday, but welcome to the NWA Ring Warriors. Welcome to Fort Lauderdale. How are you feeling, man?
Oh, it's all great. It's all great. I'm going to get a pre-match workout in and try to get a little bit of sun and hopefully they turn the music down if I have to cut a promo.
Stevie, you're a big fitness guy. Are you really going to go to 24 hours after the match?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not so much being a fitness guy. It's actually being an old guy. I have to be for my joints. All lock up, and I become a crib keeper, get to the gym, stay loose, hit the hot tub, AA papers, I pay for a 24-hour membership, I'm going to get my money's worth.
And add a little glucosamine, and you're even better.
What's that?
Glucosamine. You take the glucosamine? I take the glucosamine. It's good for me.
No, it sort of bloats me if I take it in powder form. The pills are okay, though.
Yeah, that's what I see. It's good. It's really good stuff. So who are you wrestling tonight?
Robbie E.
Robbie E. The former TNA television chef. Tell me about the experience with him. First time you wrestled with him?
Yeah, first time ever. First ever.
You done your homework on Robbie E.?
No. Honestly, I haven't.
What can we expect from you tonight, Steve?
Oh, like I said on the show the other night, I'm just going to work my hardest. I'm going to show up in shape. I'm going to give everybody everything I got. And actually, I get to meet Tommy Vandal tonight, the guy and I'm going to wrestle tomorrow, so it should be pretty interesting.
Hey, we asked him a couple of the questions. He kind of had to pick a bone with you, but he too said he's going to bring it tomorrow night.
Well, his version and my version might be different.
Thank you so much. Give me a quick 2 second view. Give us a plug. Look at the camera. Say Stephen Richards. Keep listening to the Roman Show.
Okay. Hey, this is Stephen Richards, and you're listening to the Roman Show.
Thank you, Stevie. Thank you so much. An honor. Thank you so very much. Big old words from Stevie Richards of TNA and former ECW, BWO, and everything. And we got Harmony over there as well. Helps out with the graphics. Shout out to Harmony. She's doing a little bit of camera work action there for us. And we're doing a little bit of Harmony, how are you feeling tonight?
Good. Excited.
Tell us about some of the guys that that you have seen so far.
I've seen so far? Kevin Sullivan, Stevie Richards, all exciting things.
Are you excited for the whole big entertainment that we're going to expect this week in Harmony?
Very much so.
Yeah. And I know you've been working with us, so we've been able to see these guys since, last week or the week before?
Yes.
We've been getting ready. Are you pumped, Harmony?
Oh, yeah. Very
fun. And as a matter of fact, some of your bestest friends are coming down to Miami this coming weekend, am I correct?
Yep.
Are
you being down tonight?
Yep. Sure. You want to give them a special shout out here live?
Welcome to Florida, Nikki and Lyric.
Well, hey, Roman Show, we just gave you a nice little shout out to Nikki and Lyric, right?
Yes.
All right, see you here in Miami, guys.
Hey, awesome. Thanks so much, Harmony, for helping us out, all right? All right, now we're going out here straightforward as we await Jim Cornette to be on the Roman Show. Friend Jim Cornette is going to announce a surprise mission. What the hell are you doing?
I can't help myself. I need to relax. I need to chill. You know, it's the music. It's getting to me.
This buffoon is dancing.
I still need to put that in the blooper reel, too. The video of him trying to dance.
You
got that. I know you got that, right?
One of the employees. That was at the U-Fair for the FCW show.
Hold on. Time out. Before you even put any video, unless you want to get sued, I would not do it. Remember, you are now on my show.
Hold on. But isn't being part of the show obviously gives his image away completely to the Roman show?
We're supposed to be professional, and here you are acting like a clown.
Listen, first off, I am the image.
Oh! We all remember that when I just put the head on your face.
I think I just died and went to heaven.
Oh man, Kate, are you all right? I think he's gonna be a mime for the rest of the night, which is I think it's great. We are way here. Quick interview here with Jim Cornette, who's trying to talk in with the Taskmaster. Hey, Cage, now there's some other folks down here that, you want to call those boys over there just for the hell of it? Pick a bone with them. Pick a bone with them, what the hell?
Me right now?
Sure, I mean, I'm going to get, obviously, you know, we're going to get Jim Cornette right now, always. But you want to bring him down here and show him how it's done?
Should we even give him the pleasure?
I don't know. Why don't you play paper, rock, scissors with Randall here? And if you win, we'll do it. If you lose, then we won't. How about that? We're going to play paper, rock, scissors to see if we interview a competition. So, yeah, we're playing paper, rock, scissors right now. Just to see right now. Go ahead, play paper, rock, scissors. You remember that in elementary school? Okay. It's a tie right now. Both got scissors. Both got rocks. And then I guess you're going to do it. Yeah, there you go.
2 out of 3.
2 out of 3. Let's do 2 out of 3 then. Let's see. If Cage wins, she's going to bring in the competition for a quick word. And
no!
Yeah, you have the honors. You got to walk the plank. So right now, Cage is walking the plank. He's going to bring one of the guys from the viewer job who holds out another radio. He's walking the plank. We sent them out there to do the dirty work. And we have a gentleman here checking our show. Check out our show. You know, check out our show. We're live right now as we speak. And we have a lot of great interviews with professional wrestlers and mixed martial artists and so forth. So anything you want. You want to say hi to someone?
No, I'm just curious. That's all.
Cool. Yeah, tune us in every Tuesday and at 10 p.m. and every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Oh, cool stuff, man. Yeah, check us out. We'd love to have you on set. Cage, did you just?
They went to go interview the Red Devil Fight Team.
You got denied. You're in a competition. That's tough.
That's exactly how it's supposed to go down with Gage. I mean, you expect it to be like
let
that.
Let me tell you something, you lard pussy growing chin son of a bitch.
Look.
No.
Just because yours looks like a vintage one, don't come at me like that, okay?
Don't hate the goatee. Don't hate the beautiful goatee.
Guys, come out to NWA Ring Warriors. We're here in Fort Lauderdale at the National Guard Armor. We still got a little bit of half
everybody,
hour to the end of the show.
Can you?
This guy. All right, Cage right now is trying to get in a little altercation with one of the fans, and Randall's holding him back. Randall, are you really seriously holding him back? This guy has no strength whatsoever. Oh, he just smacked the gold teeth off him. And are you getting this? Do you watch it with the board? Please, this is not our darn place. Have some respect. Oh, my God. This is what makes this look bad. This is why they almost kicked us out of the WWE yesterday because of Stephen Cage. Oh, well, here's the great, the living legend, Jerry Sabisco. If we can see again a couple of quick words with the living legend. Don't choke whatever you do, Cage. Get us out there.
I just hope people understand what happened. The fan told them, look, I believe you're too young to have gray hair on your goatee.
Very. So. See, we got a quick work. We're going to get a quick roll the tape. Roll the tape here with the living legend, Larry Sabisco, who is, he's going to get a little backed up now. He says a little later, so we'll get him in just a few. But guys, come out to NWRingWarriors.com. Not NWO Ring Warriors, as we're going to have a great match today. Long list of matches, including Robbie Eaton, Stevie Richards, which we just had right now, the Prince of Darkness, Kevin Sullivan, and the Vampire Warrior Gangrel with Snake Master Boudin, and the Beast versus the VIP, Cassidy, Riley, and Steve the Moose match. Also, Santana Garrett and Jason Rance versus Jesse, Neil, and Christina Veneri with special guest referee, Kenny. Plus up Francisco, Tiesto, and versus Wes Briscoe. Evan Kolev has just walked in.
The Russian bear. Ivan Koloff. You can never get any better.
Cage, if we could try to get this guy in here. I mean, he's a legend here himself. Let's see if we can bring him in here as well. Awesome. The NWA of World Tag Team Champions, the Dark City Fight Club versus the Red Devil Fight Team, Fred Adams and Evan Kolev, which we had just mentioned, versus the Headbang. And, of course, the main event, NWA World Heavyweight Champion, Wrapped Iron Adam Pearce versus Jim Cornette, mystery opponent from ROH. Let's see if Ivan Kolev right now joins us. He's just a few seconds, I guess, he's going to join us. As everyone is just gathering here, we still got about an hour, a little less than an hour to go before the bell time. So everyone's just kind of getting used to each other, saying hi, rubbing shoulders. We're
going to
have Ivan Kolev here shortly.
And that's how good bitch acts. When I send Randall to go talk to Ivan for us, he said he'll be here just a little while after he settles in.
We just choked.
I did not choke.
All right, can we get Jim Cornette, please? Randall, we're trying to get Jim Cornette right now, I guess. We're just waiting out here as, again, we're going to get a couple of words with all these legends, man. People that we have seen on television from NWA, from WCW. So many great organizations, ECW, no longer exist.
Where can you find an event like this for so cheap where you get to meet so many legends? I know events that will cost over $100 to meet these many legends. Well, this event is only $25 to be here.
And you're going
to
get a long list of names that are going to be performing here in the National Guard Armory in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And a bunch of legends. You know, I really feel, Dave, that I am surrounded by legends. We just saw a living legend, Larry Sabisco. We just saw the Taskmaster here, Kevin Sullivan, Jim Cornette. The list goes on and on.
The Russian Bear, Ivan Koloff, the Headbangers, the Tag Team Champions of the Universe are here, the Red Devil Fight Team, Francisco Ciasso, the King of Florida, Chance Prophet, the Tokyo Monster Cahagas. You cannot go wrong with this event.
Now, earlier, before the program, we were looking forward to the match. So, right now, we're at Jim Cornette trying to see if we get a quick word. Randall! Trying to get a quick word with Jim Cornette. All right, Jim Cornette, I got some bits with you right now. Hopefully, we'll get a map. But, again, we're trying to get here. A lot of the action here at NWA Ring Wars, everyone is zoned up, lined up. Everyone's excited. You got turned down again?
No, I didn't get turned down. It's just that he'd rather interview with quiet, surrounding. And I can't blame him.
No, okay, I'll give you that one. You weren't a choke artist at this time.
I've never been. Then again.
Well, Billy Gunn, badass Billy Gunn, just walked into the arena. And in fact, we had seen him at Subway.
Yeah, funny thing is that the people in front of him were having a hard time choosing what kind of sub they were going to get or how they were going to pay. And I told them, hey, that could be your next DX promo.
Yeah, don't you just hate it when you're in Subway and you just have one sandwich to order and then the guy in front of you has like 30?
Funny thing is, we're giving a free plug against the Subway.
Maybe we should look for advertising.
Hey, Subway, take notice.
Yeah. All right, Randall, we're going back to the action here. The round, and you know, yesterday, Randall, you and I were at the WrestleMania 28 Wrestle Union. We saw these great guys, John Cena, The Rock, the guy. So we grew up watching.
Yeah.
And I get to repeat myself, but it's the truth. You see this guy, a badass Billy Gunn, who was a DX. He said, electrify the people, electrify the crowd. And here we are. Now we're able to see him, dive in color, shake hands, talk to the guy. It's literally making your dreams come true.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're seeing a lot of legendary faces around here. We're seeing Hall of Famers come by here. We're seeing a lot of great people from the wrestling industry just come by here. And it's fantastic. It's definitely one of those childhood dreams. And I think Cage has finished walking the plank here.
Oh, okay. He walked the plank.
Yeah, I think he's finished. Okay. Here we go.
Okay, Cage, get over here. Do your job.
What's going on?
How's it going, man? All right. Speak to us what's going on.
First off, we got this wannabe Stephen Cage next to me, Jeff Kaiser. I mean, the conquistador.
First and foremost, it's like a Kaiser.
Which
you knew that, guy. You knew that.
Wait.
You
know that. Let me tell you something. Before you go school me, let me school you. What the heck was those bunnies?
You act professional, please.
Listen. I'm on what show?
On the Do Your Job Wrestling
Hour. This is the Roman show I'm on. I'm on the Roman show. Now, we could pretend you're on the Do Your Job Wrestling Hour if you're willing.
Let me tell you something. Before we even do anything, you're on my show. It's not the Roman show. It's my show. Okay, let's get that point. And before you go ahead and talk with all your mediocre people, I'm up here. You're down here.
Really?
That's the difference.
Really?
That's
old school in here.
When you're that high up, does it come like standard issue with the airbrush vest? Is that like free with being way up high?
You read this? You could read, right?
I can read.
Okay. Hey, team.
It looks like you're stealing from Dolph Ziggler. I get it.
Sadly, after the first wash, that thing is just coming off.
I mean, I get that you're ripping off Dolph Ziggler with your
best. I'm not ripping off anyone. Actually, Dolph Ziggler.
He went back to the 80s. It cost like $15.
True story. Dolph Ziggler stole it from me.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Really? Yeah. True story.
Really? Did Austin steal the best, too?
As a matter of fact, he called me right before he started the SOB gimmick.
Okay.
He said, hey, Mr. Stephen Cage.
How are you okay, Beth?
Shut up. Hey, Cage, can I use your vest? Sure, Mr. Austin, go ahead. That was before the Hollywood Blonde, of course.
Oh, of course. Really?
Were you guys enjoying yourselves out here?
Yeah, having a great time here. I was having a better time until Stephen Cage walked up to me and brought me over here.
But, he's such a clown.
You know, well, he is a clown, and that's, what's that? Whoa, what do you want to say?
Listen, you
sit down.
Let me tell you something, you mark.
You're the mark.
I got two words for you, and it's not sucking. It's Jenny Craig.
Listen here.
That's fine. You can say whatever you want there, guy. I'm not wearing a vest. That's first and foremost. Second, Larry, take out the vest now.
No, please, come on. See the drama for your mama. Can you please get this away?
Well, they always do this garbage with this. Yeah, I saw audio. Can we spot, please? This is so pathetic. This is why us wrestling fans are trying to get a bad name because this is so food. This clown. They're taking off his vest, showing his little nipple tears. No, come on, man. Seriously, just act like a man. You know? What did you just call him?
I called him a bitch.
Well, we have to censor this. This is a kid's show. Roman show is a kid's show.
Yes.
A kid's show.
We don't do any alcohol. We don't do any...
This is right. No alcohol, no drinking, no Russian radio.
No.
That's right. Walk away.
We're professional.
We are professional. We don't do any other clowning stuff.
Why don't you go on the back?
We're TNT, bro. If you're going to bring this stuff, you're taking out.
Wait a minute. Hey.
Take
the boots out there, guys. Get your fucking tickets and come in like everybody else.
You know, he always whines and complains and why me and why, why. He loves this. He loves this humor. He loves this humiliation. Boy. So right now we're going to be multitasking as he is live today and we are live, live. So we're kind of like simultaneously live, technically, as Steve Cage is being interviewed and being a clown. But despite that being said, yourself, I want to get your point of view. I know that you've been an audio guy, and Randall's going to be joining us here as well. Well, what's your take so far, guys, on all the action that we have seen here so far?
Well, I can't wait for tonight. But first of all, what's going on with Hayes? I mean, I've been listening to this, and my ears are burning.
They need to stop for a moment.
I know that he's saying he got his lawyer, Dave Goldstein, but what power does he have? What power? It's the Roman show, not the Cage show. So,
just saying.
Hey.
Yeah. Randall, we just saw Larry Sabisco walk by us, and he should shortly be coming in here, as he's going to be selling some merchandise. And that's one thing when you go to independent shows, you're able to get an autograph, you're able to get a picture, you're able to talk to these guys, so come one-on-one with them.
Yeah, pretty much, and that's always going to be an awesome time. I mean, next to us, we have Kevin Sullivan's booth, we have Badass Polygon on the right, we have more down there. I mean, it's incredible, the Headbangers, of course. Everybody's here, and they're willing to talk to the fans, willing to sign a picture for the fans. They hear the
beat. Why, man? Why do you do this? Can you take this guy's shirt off? You're making us look bad.
This.
Thank God we didn't take it to the press conference at WrestleMania.
Can you imagine that? I mean, if Lillian Garcia had a stuff to restart an interview, can you imagine him trying to do the John Cena interview? Can you imagine him even doing The Miz or even doing David Otunga? That just would have been horrible.
Imagine doing a janitor. This guy can't even interview a rock.
He couldn't even interview one of the stage handles that were building the area that were being built.
God, where's Teddy Long? Just walked into the building.
Now that's incredible.
Teddy Long, who will be in a WrestleMania 28.
Team Teddy. And that I'm sure Mr. Cage right here is out for clown shoes.
Wow.
For John
Teddy
Delorean,
Long here.
Teddy Long, yeah.
Yeah, Teddy Long is at NWA Ring Wars in Fort Lauderdale. Folks, if you are not here, if you're not driving here, and you're a big wrestling fan. Heck, you don't even have to be a wrestling fan. Something is wrong with you.
Holla, player.
Teddy Long just walked into the building. We have several other folks.
Cage was just dancing on me. What is going on?
Well, you know what? I think you should keep, you know, dancing because of the belly you're gaining. So you might as well just keep dancing. I lose a couple of pounds.
Let me tell you. At least I'm not fat like that conquistador or confatador. Okay, so let's just put it that way. We got pictures to prove it.
What are you gonna pick in the guy? You know, you gotta. Hey, I gotta agree with you on that one, Cage. Cause it's kind of like those pictures they when you see on Facebook of girls that they have the camera in a certain angle,
yeah.
So you're able to see from the chest and up.
And they do it, and they do those duck lips.
Yeah. So from the chest and below, you don't want to see.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, the fact of the matter is that he's so ashamed of his body that he pastes his face on other people's bodies. True story. Facebook.
You're right. You're right about that. Yes, he made it funny.
Wow. That. Let me shake your hand on that one, Cage, because you actually pulled one off.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not shaking your hand.
Oh, well. Okay.
I don't know what that has been. It's been down there for quite a while.
I was going to have to sanitize it afterward anyway, but regardless, it all works out. I mean, we have the picture of him trying to shake Jesse Neal's hand, and that did not work well for him.
And he got chopped, too. So he got tossed up. Right now, Cage is working on getting some of folks out here. We're going to get some of the wrestlers come in here right now and talk. Some of the indie talent. And we got the Taskmaster over here. When you're right here, you can just come in here and meet some of these guys. And I guess you got the NWA Ring Wars Grand Championship tonight. You got both Cassidy, Rand, Riley, and Steve Madison. So they have nothing to prove as both want to be back in the running for the title that will go to either Santee or the Giant Titan out here tonight. What's up, my man? Welcome along.
What's going on?
We had it in the show the other day. I love the energy. I love the charisma, man.
I'm glad you guys loved it, man.
What time is it?
It's showtime. JB Cool in the building.
JB, what's up, man? Tell me about some of the talent we're going to be seeing, some of the legends that we're seeing here tonight.
All right, now, man, there's a lot of legends here tonight. There's the Dirty White Boy. He's here tonight. There's Dan Embry. He's here tonight. There's also, of course, Showtime JB. Matter of fact, you know who just walked in the building?
Who's that?
The one and only. Holla, holla, player, player. Mr. Teddy Long. He's in the back. He's in the building right now.
I'm incredible.
Yeah.
NWA Ring Wars is... This is amazing because you're able to see legends and you're able to see guys that are currently in the big league.
Yeah, you know, and that's me the future. I love it, you know. Get some more knowledge. Get some, you know, gain some more insight into what more it is we need to do to get where we need to go as far as in the next level of this business.
JB, tell us what you're going to be doing out here tonight.
Well, tonight I'm going to be stealing moves.
Scoping out the seat and joining the show.
No, I'm going to be stealing spots. I'm serious.
He's not lying about that.
I'm not lying because I'm not even on the show, but maybe if I steal a few spots and put it in my game, maybe they'll book me.
Where's your notepad? Where's your notepad?
Believe you me, hey, notepads are the thing in the past, brother. It's all about the
digital.
It's all about the digital.
Yeah, what is it, bro? iPads.
What are iPads?
It's a pad that I have.
JB. Tell me about meeting some of the guys
here,
like Kevin Sullivan and Gangrel.
Let me tell you, even I myself was humbled seeing guys like Ivan Koloff, Kevin Sullivan, and like I aforementioned, Teddy Long, of course, longtime veteran there, and there's Billy Gunn, good friend of mine, Stevie Richards, who's here. Seeing all these guys, watching them as I'm trying to, you know, learn my craft and get better in my game, and seeing them here right here in my presence and being able to meet and greet them, it's just an honor, and I'm humbled, and I appreciate it.
That's so cool, JB. And you know, I was telling like Grant earlier today that you're able to meet guys, talk to them, take a picture of them. You know, back then you couldn't do this, but now you can.
Right. I guess it's just a sign of times, a change of times, because back in the day, man, these guys were like stars. You couldn't find them. You went to a show, and then being able to be in front of them, to shake their hands, this would have been an opportunity that a lot of people would have had to pay a lot of money for. But nowadays, you know, way of technology, way of times, people are touchable. The internet is so wide open, they can find people houses, star maps. Those things are real.
That's how they got a fake Zimmerman today.
Exactly.
One, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Twitter.
You know, Twitter. Everything is so interactive where now it's just a matter of just putting your finger on the right at sign or hashtag, and hey, you'll be trending worldwide.
That's it. So, JB, man, always a pleasure to have you here. We love your charisma. We love your work. Are you going to be in action this weekend?
I'm going to be in action this weekend. I actually really thought I was in action tonight, but I got scratched at the last minute because everybody showed up. I'm going to be in action tomorrow night in Miami. I have some big, big things happening Saturday. I can't really spill the beans because I was told to keep that under wraps.
But you will be in action in Miami Saturday.
Oh, I will be in action in Miami on Saturday.
So can we follow you on Facebook and Twitter so those folks can know about it?
Absolutely. You can follow me on Facebook. My name is Showtime JB Cool. You look it up. You friend request me. I'll definitely accept you. Twitter is at Showtime JB Cool. Go ahead and hit me up and I'll follow you if you got something worth following, to tell you the truth. And if you're not following the Roman Show, I'll tell you what. You guys are missing out because this is a great thing that these guys got going on, and I'm glad to be a part of it, and I love it.
Thank you so very much, JB. Really appreciate it.
Thank you
very much. Thank you. All right, man. We just had a couple of words with JB Cool here on the show, and Randor, are you texting a horrible Stephen Cages?
You know what? I'm about to post it on Twitter.
Yes. Hashtag Stephen Cage.
And hashtag Better Co-host.
Yes. Now, we are about to go off the air in about 7 minutes, literally live, but we stay just a few minutes afterwards, about 15 minutes that you can catch in the archives. So you can listen to that. We are working on getting other interviews, such as Jim Cornette, as we saw, the living legend Larry Zbysko, and so many other people here. I'm multitasking. I'm emailing. I'm trying to Twitter. But here at NWA Ring Warriors, if you are not here, and you're a wrestling fan, and you're not a wrestling fan, then there is something wrong with you. 400 Southwest 24th Street in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You're going to see great matchups. We got Robbie E of TNA, D.D. Richards of E2W, DNA, WCW, the best of professional wrestling. The guy's still great, Satan. Kevin Sullivan,
We also have Gangrel. We have so many people. We got a security guy here interested in the program.
You want me?
What the hell? Well, won't grab your attention. What's your name, man?
My name's OJ.
OJ,
okay,
tell me about that. Won't grab your attention
here
about the Flyers, man.
It's WrestleMania weekend. We start off here tonight in beautiful Fort Lauderdale, Florida, NWA Ring Wars. We got Dragon Gate in town. The Legends are in town. And then it's off to WrestleMania 28, John Cena versus The Rock. And it's probably one of the biggest pay-per-views in history. And we love Miami. And we hope you guys, we also have a good show coming up on June the 16th in Coral Springs in the gymnasium called CCW, called Championship Wrestling.
Cool.
And I thank you guys very much.
Oh, no worries, man. All right. As one of our fans who conned me and actually got a cheap plug, but it's okay.
Cool.
Yep. We got to support everyone out here.
Yeah.
Fernando, again, we have just a few minutes left until we go up here. Again, this program actually starts at 7:30 p.m. So people are walking inside the arena. It's going to be jam-packed here tonight, so expect this place. Now, this place, it has a lot of echo. So when something big happens, you're going to hear it, and you're going to feel it. We don't have earthquakes in Florida, but man, it's going to feel like when everybody just starts screaming and yelling.
Yeah, without question. And it's definitely, I mean, like I said before, the venue is great, location is great. The only unfortunate thing is somebody here that, you know, nobody really wants here.
Yep. He's not listening, he's deaf right now.
Exactly. But regardless, I mean, like you said, we're going to try and get all these interviews before this whole event is over. So look for it on our YouTube account. Look for it on the RodolfoRoman.com website. We're going to push our do our best to get all these interviews and get you guys the action from inside here at NWA Ring Warriors.
NWA Ring Warriors, check them out too for future events. NWARingWarriors.com. In just a few minutes, we'll be off the air, but we'll stick around for just a few to get you into all the stuff that's happening. Get down here, 400 South Plus 24th Street in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The after party is at 995 West State Road 84, Slackers Bar and Grill. Coupons. Oh, I need a coupon. I need the coupon. Am I bad? I just read coupons. I wasn't supposed to read at the Slackers Bar and Grill, but I read coupons. Are you new?
This is too much cage.
Yeah, it is.
Too much of it.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you this, okay. This is a little more friendly compared to the stuff that we were by the tree last night.
Yeah.
Going to strip club.
Yeah. I mean, Let's just leave it there.
But yeah, the after party is going to be at 995 West State Road 84, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. That's at Slackers Bar and Grill. The place is getting hot, and I'm not kidding about the hot part. It's really getting hot here. I don't know if it's because either I'm talking too much or the light and it's beaming.
I think that sun beaming
through those
high school like glass windows. It's like just beaming extra radiation towards us, you know, it's extreme. I'm feeling it, and it's blinding me at the same time. Kind of like when I get blind when I stare at a cage for too long.
Yes, and that's why I'm sure Gangrel is wearing his glasses right now. That's what they call him, a vampire. Sure, let's bring in the announcer here of NWA Ring Warriors. We'll get a couple of words with Dan Masters. Bring in the announcer here. And we are live right now on the program. Hey, Dan, welcome to the official ring announcer of NWA Ring Warriors. Welcome again here to the Roman Show. Big show.
The Roman Show. I've heard of you guys, but what about the Dan Masters Live Show?
Well, that is the format.
I mean, you got Joe on shirt. I should bring you a Dan Masters Live Show. We can trade shirts.
Bring it.
Make it happen. The Ring Warriors action is then getting hotter. Everyone's talking about it. The National Wrestling Alliance, of course, tied in with Howard Brody, Paul Jones, and the others. And in every match we've got here, a main event match anywhere, and it kicks off WrestleMania weekend. There's a lot of special guests. Surprise, so we're not live, are we? Are we live?
Right? We are live.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I can't say who's here. They'll just have to get here and find out what it's all about at the right here at the National Guard Armory.
Yeah, we have a lot of people here that they don't know yet. If you aren't here yet, if you're stuck in traffic, get your bus over here, 400 Southwest 24th Street, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, National Guard Armory. I'm pumped, man. We got
the World Heavyweight Champion. Now, check this out now, okay? I've been involved in loving professional wrestling and what it eventually becomes sports entertainment since the age of, I'd say, 12 or so, first announcing and with the managerial stuff. And after all those years, you know, I got an opportunity to work at the developmental system with WWE. I did some stuff at TNA when Dusty Rhodes was in charge. But this all culminates tonight because I've never been allowed or had the opportunity to introduce a World Heavyweight Championship match.
the history of that championship. And tonight, Adam Pearce is going to defend against an unknown challenger. There's so many people in the back. It could be Teddy Long. It could be. Did I say Teddy Long?
Yes, you did.
I mean, I'm just thinking. There's other people back there. Also, it could be Larry Zbysko. I don't know. But Jim Cornette says it's a young, up-and-coming talent. So those guys are out. Anyway, there's a Brisco or two in the house. You never know who's going to show up. That's the art of this Ring Warriors action and the opportunity for the fans to interact with the superstars. There's no better place to get a picture and autograph than here in this building tonight. And if you miss it, the DVDs are going to be available. NWARingWarriors.com.
Because there will be other events after this, of course.
Absolutely. This is the third. We're building up pretty high, I think. A battle of the belts. Howard Brody had one once before, and now this one. So I think we're going to get a little internet buzz after tonight. We'll see.
Well, now, what's that program again of yours?
DanMastersLive.com. Invite everyone to check it out. The YouTube page, the Facebook page, and a whole lot of other stuff. DanMastersLive.com.
What days are they on live?
24/7, man. I never shut down. Between energy drinks and everything. Well, we won't get into all that.
Samba Zone over there.
I got to check into my probation.
But
I got my lawyer may be listening, so I got to be careful.
It's
all paid up for now.
Yeah. Alrighty, Dan, we'll let you go. I know you got to get ready.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you in action. Alright, kid. Well, we're almost about to get ready here. We're not live anymore. We're not live. So this is just basically stuff that the people are going to listen to in the archives. But I think I'm about to just enjoy the show, Randall, Paige, Dysel. I think we're about to just cut this sucker up. We had a lot of fun out here. We want to give a big special thank you to NWA Ring Warriors for allowing us to come out here. NWRingWarriors.com to find out more information on future events and ask for our armory and for the Florida Farm
Club. Basically, just if you weren't able to hear our interviews live, listen to our archives, and if not, there is going to be more interviews to come. Tune into our YouTube channel. Where is it at, Mr. Roman?
RROMAN 0201. Yes, it's horrible. I'm getting a new account.
All right, so tune into YouTube, catch our videos from there on from NWA Ring Warriors, and on top of that, our previous interviews with great like John Cena, with Lillian Garcia, with David Otunga, and et cetera. So tune in.
Yeah, and Randall 5+.
I'm excited for the show. I can't wait. I mean, they already got me amped up with this little single beat they got going on here. My heart's pumping. I'm ready to see what's going to go down here, and I'm kind of glad to see Craig walk away. That's my final thought.
Yeah. And, so you got something to say?
Well, so far the people that we've seen have been amazing. Can't wait till the show starts, and pretty much it's going to be an incredible show, guys, so please tune in.
All right, guys, that's pretty much for us. Stay tuned because we will be live from Ring of Honor tomorrow. And we will also be live from Dragon Gate on Saturday. And obviously Sunday, the big show, WrestleMania from Sunlight City. We'll give you details exactly where we're going to be located. With that being said, we'll hear from us tomorrow night from Ring Warriors. And follow us on the YouTube channel, RROMAN0201, or the webserver.com to check up all the interviews we have conducted here at NWA Ring Warriors. Good night, guys.